What's going on, everybody? Uptown ESG back at it again with another quarantine podcast. One half of Juggernaut. I know here is always with my man. He be ranting, y'all. B.
What's up, y'all, man? Look, as I was saying before,
about to take off.
Vengeance of Target again. And I don't even know how to put this. Some of y'all gonna be offended. Fuck it. Look, dudes and women, y'all can't have the same haircuts. Women can't wear low cut vibes no more. What?
The views expressed by him do not reflect myself or Uptown EAT podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, women can't wear them low cut haircuts no more. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like the chick from Black Lightning, the wife. Like haircuts like that, you can't have it no more. Because I was walking out of Target, because the dudes be having y'all be dressing the same now. And I was walking out and I saw he had the tight ass pants, the capri pants type things on.
Capri pants?
Yeah, them tight ones that come up to the knees.
What the fuck? Like was they like workout? Did he finish like a workout?
No. The jeans. All
right, go ahead.
And it looked like he was kind of wearing, and he had a purse too. I double took, he had the little beard at the bottom. I'm like, oh, see?
He had that Merce.
See? Y'all, the women got to switch up the styles because, look. I'm sorry to the men. Some of the men that hijacked y'all. Look.
So, you mentioned the wife on Black Lightning. I don't like her anyway. I think she looked funny. Like, she can't pull off that haircut anyway. She need to do something else.
I didn't know she was British.
Ain't the dude who played Black Lightning, ain't he British too? He got something going on with him.
I don't know. Listen, he always been in them. Boy, shit, I only seen him on The Living Single, so I don't know. I
can't. Yeah, to me, he kind of talked like he got like a little bit of an accent.
He might be from Jersey.
The fuck? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. People from Jersey got a strong accent? I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah.
What they be sounding like? Go ahead and do a little bit for me.
Okay, man. They just got this. They got an accent. Just know that.
Like, I know people from Baltimore have accents.
Yeah. Jersey. I used to work with a dude from Jersey. They got accents. Almost like a New Yorker accent, but it's more distinctive than theirs.
Okay. That's what I was just about to say. So they jacking New York swag.
Shit, they right around the corner from.
I mean, they say Jersey is the armpit of America.
Shit, with Jersey, like, connected to New York and Philly. Like, Philly, like, 5 minutes away.
Philly, you know what? I ain't gonna say Philly dudes have, well, Philly people, I ain't gonna say they have strong accents. Some of them do. I don't really know what a Philly accent is supposed to sound like. You can tell they not from, you know, if they was, like, here in St. Louis, you'd be like, man, you ain't from here. But you can tell a Philly dude or a Philly girl or whatever based on, like, the type of lingo they use. Like, Philly is known for using that nut ass. You know, oh, look at this nut ass bitch. Oh, that's a nut ass restaurant. Which, I don't know what the fuck that shit mean.
Because Kevin Hart and Meek Mill from Philly, they both sound alike. They got the same tone and pitch and everything.
Yeah. Man.
Like, you like, could be 6'4" and still sound like Kevin Hart. Like, oh, that's not cool.
Like I know people say St. Louis has an accent. People be saying St. Louis people be sounding country, but I don't hear it. I know it's certain words that we say that maybe we stretch them out more than other people. But, like, when I think country, I think people down in, like, the Delta, like, down in, like, Mississippi or, like, Alabama or Arkansas. Like, people who sound like that, I'm like, those people country.
Yeah, that's country. I think when Nelly came out, everybody started jacking that. Like, oh yeah, that's how we talk. I didn't even know we used to say that, but we say it now.
Man,
and that's the swagger jack.
And
like, part of me kind of think we say that.
Part of me kind of feel like Nelly played up that accent too. Like, he played that shit up just to distinguish himself from a lot of other people.
Yeah, and then people started, like, going with it. Like, yeah, we've been talking like that. Like, yeah. Hold on. I,
Nigga, I ain't been talking like that.
Right. I know we say finna and stuff like that, and the East Coast people make fun of us for saying that.
I thought that was like something that was just national, like the finna. I'm finna hit the stove, you know.
Fifty Cent pointed out in one of his songs, I'm finna blow like the Midwest, whatever you say, finna blow. I'm like, dang.
Well, and the Midwest is so like crazy, so that means that he should have heard Eminem say it too, because Michigan technically the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like that whole like Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, definitely. I don't think Ohio is looped in with that. I think like Minnesota, places like that are like looped in as being Midwest.
But they all like sound different. I guess we just had people from all over, so the accent might be Joe. Like Detroit might be like shit. We don't know nobody from the suburbs of Detroit. We only know the people from the hood of Detroit, like the city, like
or the trailer park.
That too. We don't know nobody from Michigan, so we don't actually know
what it means. I know. Well, from what I've been told, at least what I've been led to believe from movies, Minnesota, they have an accent. Remember Fargo?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Them motherfuckers be talking. They be talking fucked up if that's the way they really talk.
Don't you know?
Over there with the Uper.
We got a center out of Minnesota. They're talking to them people. It's definitely like that.
Yeah, man.
They voice like leaning. It sounds like it's leaning. I don't know.
that's a really good description of what it sounds like for real. That's a really good description. They voice is leaning.
Cause I was like, oh, y'all, I thought it was just in the movies. Y'all do sound like that.
Yeah, so I talked to a
chick from New York, and she sounded like the girl from the Ghostbusters. I was like, okay, she like 50 something. Like, you old school.
Hey man, chicks from New York scare me. Them motherfuckers can be so damn cute, and then they open up their mouth and they get to talking, and then they be so vile with it too. Like I could take somebody talking raunchy, but New York chicks, they be overdoing. They be OD with the raunchy.
They not scared of you either.
They is not scared of you. Like that. That's actually what a chick from New York, the first thing she said to me, walked up to me, got in my face. I had never met this chick. She said, I'm not scared of you. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? And she introduced herself. And I'm like, okay. She's like, but I'm not scared of you. I'm like, that's good, considering the fact that I don't fucking know you.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? But that was her way of flirting with me. I found that out later, which... Damn, New York. Y'all got to cut that shit out.
They rough, man. They get to the point. They'd probably grab you up by your collar, put you up against the wall. Like, you mine.
Grab you by your dick, be like, this mine now.
Damn, I ain't. So if you ain't from New York and you mess with them New York women, be careful. they gonna run the game on you.
Man, ain't that the truth? Oh, man.
You scared me. Is this a stick up?
they about to line you up.
Yeah, I want to. What's up?
Nah, go ahead, dog.
I wonder how everybody doing since the barbershop's been closed.
I was just about to say that, dog. Speaking of lineup, man, it's about to be a lot of people coming up out this motherfucker with some fucked up linings. Because they going to try to do it themselves, which I would never trust myself enough to line. I only trust myself enough to line up my beard, like the top part of it or whatever, like, you know, like my, and like where my cheekbones are or whatever, like the high part or whatever, I'll do that part. But you talk about like doing like the under part of it, which I don't even have nobody touch that part. I just let it just grow to its natural line. But the back part by the ear and stuff, man, I ain't doing that. Cause I'll be to cut my shit in too damn far. I'm just going to wolf it out, man, which I suggest everybody does. Just wolf that shit out.
And look, take that damn line and follow the actual line. Don't be fancy like the barbershops, because they actually, some of them be pushing your shit back.
Yes.
Just far enough. But don't do that. I don't push my line back like that. I don't let them do that, because I'm like, I don't want my shit to end up back there.
You don't like, want that I George just take Jefferson?
It. Hell no. I just take it and just line the edges. Just follow the line. Go slow. Don't go fast. In the ears, it's just like, don't trip.
But what about for the people who ain't got edges to follow? Talking to my sisters out there who may not have edges. No shade.
They act like they know how to make their own castor oil and stuff like that to get them edges to come. I don't know.
I mean, but you know what though? It's a lot of dudes out there right now. Back to the dudes. It's a lot of chicks out there who now about to find out that they dude is actually he actually got a receding hairline, or he just got like a crop circle in his head because he can't get to the barber to get that shoe polish put in.
Right, like Safari. You'd be happy up in hip hop. That's shoe polish. And Erica Minute don't be saying shit. And that's what I'm like. You got your line in, man. You go to the barbershop every week and let them dudes line you up far back. And now it stopped growing forward. Mm-hmm. That's why I tell us, like, don't do that. Don't get your line and push back because you want that little white line on your head.
Right. I'll be waiting for that nigga to go ahead and get caught up in a rainstorm or something and just watch that shit just melt.
Right. That's chemicals, though. Why would you want that shit on top of your head?
Man, I don't, but people get it like sprayed up in their beard too, like to get like that full beard effect. But I'm like, dog, I'm somewhat of an aficionado or whatever. So I can spot a fake beard from a mile away. I'm like, oh, that motherfucker cheating. Like, there's no way. You expect me to believe you got your beard cut down that damn low, but that motherfucker still is somehow thick like that. Like, nah, dog. Nobody's hair is like that.
Nope. I can't even grow one. I'm like, look, fuck it. I ain't finna spray that shit on my face, neither.
You put that shit on your face, dog. You might, man, that shit'll break you out or something, man. It gotta be some kind of allergic reaction you having.
Yeah, I ain't, nope.
That shit close up your fucking airways and shit.
Try to do that shit. It ain't that serious, y'all. I don't know. Do y'all want a beard that bad that you need to fake? Don't they got the little weave beard that's out?
Oh my god, yeah. Main man from he used to be on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Who was that dude? He was Omarion. He actually was selling a line of fake of lace front beards.
Hmm.
Yeah, dog. I'm like, dog, is it that serious?
It's really not. They trying to impress a certain chick, I guess. I look at my beard. I don't give a fuck how you look. Man. This is like, man, this is like a motherfucker asking you about some damn shoes. Like, me and this other dude was talking about, they kept asking, and he's like, man, you think these shoes would look good? He's like, I don't know, motherfucker. You buying them? You the one that's got to wear them?
That's where it is. That's weird as hell. Why is he asking you? I can see him like maybe like asking like a chick or something.
Yeah, who's the guy? I was like, dang. I'm like, yeah, you right. He the motherfucker that's got to wear him. Like, it's all about swag. Damn, you got to look at him. I don't give a fuck what you wearing.
Exactly.
Clothes you buying. You make it look good. You make it look good. Don't be asking people, like, should I get this shirt? Well, I'm going to get this shirt that dude had on the TV. Like, man, if you don't go on somewhere. Y'all do, sneakerheads will get on you about this shit. Like, don't ask me about these shoes. Don't ask me, should I buy the price of these shoes? Buy them if you want them. They worth it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And these shoes, $300, you can't get them. No, that's the way to go. Buy them if you want them.
Yeah, they look nice to you. That's all that should matter. I'm at the point. Like, in my life, where I'm like, who the hell cares, man? What the hell you like? I like them.
Right. Like, you got to wear them. You got to wear them clothes. Do it look good to you when you walk out the house? Nobody will fuck about what you're wearing. This ain't like, there's some kind of cats that's still stuck in school.
And you know what, though? There are a lot of guys who are still stuck in, who are, and women, too, because you could tell just by the way they act and they go about life or whatever, especially, like, doing now with this quarantine and stuff like that, you seeing, like, a lot of people, like, they can't flex the way that they normally flex on social media, so they trying to find new flexes, like, you know, sitting up talking about day so and so of going vegan or whatever. Like, nigga, who the fuck cares that you vegan? Or that you fake, or that you fake vegan, because this person is a well-known flexer, so they just say whatever, you know who I'm talking about. They just say whatever the fuck they just say whatever to try and get likes. But they always claim that they on an airplane somewhere or they working all the time, so they ain't got time to be worried about others shit when somebody call them out.
Damn.
But they post like 10 times a day trying to chase them likes. Social media is dangerous, dog. If you ain't in the right headspace, because I know, because I've been on social media during my deepest, darkest, depressed times and during my like my rage filled times and stuff like that. Social media, like, I feel like motherfuckers need to take a damn psyche vow to be on social media. Like, you need to, when you open up your phone need to pop up with a question or how are you doing today? And you know, and it need to be some kind of lie detector test functionality in it to keep your ass from lying. And then if your ass answer wrong, then guess what? You can't get on social media today because you're going to get on her and say some stupid shit.
Right. I think I had a good few year run on Facebook random shit, but I stopped and I ain't really been posting much unless I see something really funny.
Or unless you want to troll somebody.
Yeah, too.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, too. If I see something, like, oh, this motherfucker's stupid. I got to get him.
I mean, dog, I had a time, I think the highlight of my social media career, because remember, we jumped on Facebook. I think that's how me and you had, like, you know, like, reconnected after high school, because, you know, people's phone numbers got lost or whatever. We ain't have all this technology. Young people have to write your phone number down on a piece of paper.
Right.
Nobody, and everybody didn't have cell phones. Cell phones was not a necessity. That was like some luxury item shit.
Right. We used to use the phone at the high school.
Yep. So, and I know that's how me and you ended up like reconnected or whatever, because we was like some of the first people on Facebook. This was back when you had to have a college email to get on Facebook.
Right. My wife had followed you on Facebook. She told me you was on.
Yeah. And I think some days, some days I wish Facebook goes back to, hey, man, you got to have a college email, or you had to have went to college. Not to say the people that went to college ain't going to still get up on there and do some dumb shit, but we got to curtail this shit.
Take it back.
Man, I remember one time on Facebook, I told a motherfucker to put their mouth up under a running faucet and stay there.
They probably was like, "What that's gonna do? Shut your ass." Yeah,
they actually did, and I was like, "See, I was like, why don't you try it and see?" Man, then
Corona got people going crazy.
Dude, everybody a fucking coronavirus expert.
We already drink this hot water. Do this. I'm like, okay. Work when you actually get it.
Right. Oh, but it's one of them things where you see a lot of people contradicting themselves, like with people in the gloves. I see people like, y'all do understand y'all need more than one pair of gloves, because think about it. You in the car, you got the gloves on. You get out the car, you close the car, still got them gloves on. Unless you disinfected your car, then you probably gonna put your gloves on when you get out the car. And yes, you can say, well, you know, you ain't even got to touch your car. You can go ahead and just bump it with your hips or whatever and, you know, and close it that way, or hit it with your elbow and close it that way. Okay, fine. You put on the gloves. You go inside of whatever place you're going to go inside of. And it's a lot of places that are still open that I did not think was essential. Like, fucking Michael's is still open. Who the fuck need Michael's? That ain't essential.
I guess the arts and crafts bullshit the kids need. And I don't know.
And then it's still clothing stores that are open. Like, and not just like Target, like a super center where they can justify being open because they like, we got food up in here. Like, I saw a couple of Kohl's that were still open and a couple of other, like, just strictly clothing stores. And I'm like, how the fuck does that work?
Y'all going to spray them clothes.
Dog. So, but you going up in these places and you out and then you making multiple stops and you still keep it on the same damn gloves. You just cross-contaminating every fucking thing you touch. You need to change gloves every time you go up in somewhere. You need to, and motherfuckers don't want to do that. They're like, dog, you got to change them every time you do it. And I know it's a pain in the ass or whatever, and you got to put on gloves now to touch packages. Or if you're going to touch it with your bare hands or whatever, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I like getting a Lysol, and which I was doing this before because most of the time when I get packages left, they just sit them outside, like on the porch. And, you know, the porch be like dusty and there's spiders and stuff out there, and who the hell knows what else. So, you know, you kind of like will take a rag and like wipe the package down or whatever. Or, you know, in some cases, just take it right into the garage and just open it up right there if you can. Take whatever you need to take up out of there, throw the box away in the recycle bin.
Right. Yeah, I like saw the shit out of all them packages.
Yeah, man. It's just like, dude, and nobody seems to know how long this shit lives on surfaces.
Keep getting different responses.
Man, I saw that motherfucker on that. That motherfucker said they was on a cruise ship. That damn cruise liner was like, yeah, this shit can live on surfaces for 17 days. I said, what the fuck?
That's if you don't clean that motherfucker.
Right. But I mean, man, it's still just like a crazy time, man. And Trump said he's deliberating on if he wants to do a full-on shutdown of New York and New Jersey, considering the fact that they have so many cases of
To us,
you say what?
they're gonna do that to us because we keep going up because nobody's staying inside. Everybody want to go to the park and whatnot, lollygag around and shit. Like, come on, y'all.
Motherfuckers ain't taking this shit serious, man. I mean, but we already said it, and we was joking about it. So we still gonna joke about it. Y'all getting these jokes.
Yep.
But yeah, you catching a joke. But I think, I don't know, man. It's just wild, man. Because did you see that video of motherfuckers over there at O'Fallon Park? Like, it was literally a line of fucking cars at O'Fallon Park.
They was out there partying, weren't they?
Yeah. I'm
Or
like,
whatever.
wait a minute.
Yep, kickback. That's see, look, y'all are so afraid of martial law. What do you think causes martial law to be in place in the National Guards and shit like that?
Yep.
When you can't do it on your own, then they're gonna come in and make you do it. And there's gonna be a problem. Like, I knew this was gonna, yeah, it happened because your dumb ass was outside still.
But you know
Like, the
what, though?
freedom that we had is gonna be gone.
Yeah, you right. But you know what, though? Have you seen that meme that's floating around Facebook with Bugs Bunny, with the cowboy hat on? They talking about some, hey y'all, we need to all stay in the house and everything. And then they said black people or what? And I'm like, yeah, that's the
Right.
way these niggas act. And they like, or what?
Right. Y'all be watching these. See, y'all watch too many movies about the martial law and shit like that. They already there because they don't feel like doing no backstory. Shit, motherfuckers wouldn't listen.
Yeah,
So now they
man.
here.
Yeah, man. I try not to go. Especially this week since I've been off. I've only left the house like maybe like a couple times. I went to go grocery shopping, went to go get some food. Nigga, don't say, and don't nobody come email and talk about some, oh, you still went out to go get you something to eat, and the restaurant could have had it and shit like that. Like, look, man. Look, if I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. Chances are we all probably gonna get it. Or chances are I probably already got it and I'm just asymptomatic and ain't showing nothing.
Right. And don't be basing off these NBA players recovering because they got good cardio, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't going, I don't think it was going to, I didn't think it was going to affect them as bad as other people. But Tom Hanks did survive.
Yeah, Tom Hanks good. His wife is good. Last I heard. Idris Elba still good. His wife ended up catching it, which I figured she was gonna catch it because when he did the damn, he did that damn. He went. You said what?
All up in his face.
Yeah, dawg, she was sitting right there with him. He's like, "Hey guys, I just want to let you know that I go ahead, dawg, you fucking up."
Go ahead, start over. That shit was bring it back.
All right, hold on. Let me get my face right. Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that I wasn't feeling well for a while, and I went to go get tested, and turns out I'm positive for the coronavirus. But I feel fine. I'm going to get my way through this with my lovely wife here. And I think that nigga touched her at that point.
Yeah, right. Hey,
yo, don't. That nigga touched her. God damn. This nigga gave it to her.
But look, man, it probably ain't already happened because it say it take you 2 weeks for you to feel a symptom. So it was probably too late by that, at that point.
True. I mean, but there are a lot, there are like, maybe, I don't want to say hundreds of thousands, but there are like, let's say 100,000 people who have recovered from this. So everybody ain't dying. But again, that's one of the things like with the media going to have like these scare tactics on you and stuff like that. But like you said though, B, if you was already in shape or whatever, if you already in pretty decent shape, chances are you can, your body can fight off a lot of shit, because when you working out and stuff like that, you got good, you know, you got a good cardiovascular system and your immune system is stronger from you working out.
Yeah, not y'all that's just not buying vitamin C.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out why y'all overstocking it, because vitamin C lasts a long time. You just one bottle.
Dog. Just I had
stocking like vitamin shot, man. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, these motherfuckers have ran, these motherfuckers have stopped fucking with the toilet paper. Nigga, I've been going places and seeing toilet paper is just like plentiful now, because they'd have moved on to the vitamins because they heard y'all woke ass niggas on there talking about, I'm so glad y'all ain't buying the vitamins. And now these niggas like, oh, for real?
All the vitamins gonna save us some you. Oh, it's a respiratory issue, it's not diarrhea. I'm like, shut your bitch asses up.
Man, did these motherfuckers but you know what? You know what they're gonna start doing next? They're gonna start buying up the produce section, because they ain't been touching the produce section.
Nope.
It's still plenty of fruits and vegetables.
I'm afraid to touch the produce section. I don't know who done sneezed and coughed on that motherfucker trying to be funny.
I mean, which I already wash the stuff, whatever. I wash it like in the vinegar and everything. I do like the little wash baby. I've been doing that like for years, just to get like the wax and the film and, you know, like stuff. And, you know, a lot of the produce is already dirty anyway, because they literally just dug that shit up and just sent it over. But man, I don't know, dog. I'm kind of tempted to like wash my shit with soap, dog. I know it sounds stupid. I'm kind of tempted to wash the fucking shit with soap now.
Like, right, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if I want to do the soap, because I don't know how much of that stuff like gets, like, I don't know, the soap stuff get in all the vegetables. And
yeah,
they used to have like a little spray that you could do and do a little wipe down and then stick on the actual produce.
Mm-hmm.
It was called a Get Fit or Fit Spray or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, man, these people, man, they make you scared to buy the damn shit that's open,
dude. I don't know what the fuck, and I can't even say young people. It's like people our age and older who going around doing this stupid shit, like chasing that viral fame. Like, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Look, y'all, you think about doing it, you going to jail for the rest of your life. They labeling you as terrorists.
Yep, they ain't playing murder now.
Yes, that technically it is attempted murder. So think about it.
Yep.
And for that some shit- reason, to murder, you go to jail longer than a motherfucker that just shot a person.
That shit almost is kind of like that. That shit like chemical warfare in a way. That shit like bioterrorism. You going up in a place and like licking on shit and coughing on shit, especially during a time like this.
Right. Yo, you ain't coming. They put you in a different kind of prison. They need to put you in a military prison.
Oh yeah, speaking of prison, dog, did you see that I don't know how many people are gonna be released, but they releasing some people from jail in St. Louis and in other places around the country, because apparently the coronavirus is running rampant in jails. And if Elliot Davis, my man, if he is to be believed, this nigga was talking about they was like releasing like people who are like murderers and rapists and things like that.
Oh, I thought it was just like the misdemeanor, like the selling weed and stuff.
And you know what? It could have had been that, because I was thinking that too. I'm like, why don't they just release like all these weed cases that, you know, we got? Because it ain't no point. It ain't no point or whatever, which you would think that weed is eventually going to be legal in Missouri. Granted, Missouri might be the last fucking state because we so behind the times. But you have to think, like, within the next 5 years, maybe seven, weed is going to be legal.
If they releasing them, man, it might be a setup, man. They probably getting released and getting shot on site. Not the rapists and the murderers.
Yeah.
Some redneck, somebody going to be out there on site.
Yeah. Because like, it was a woman who was a victim who, again, she wasn't on camera. Elliot said that he talked to her, but she was like, hey, I found out that the person who raped me just got released from prison, and like nobody from the circuit attorney's office called and like let me know, which apparently they supposed to let you know stuff like that.
Yeah.
But shit just wild, dog. I'm like, why would you release these people of all people? But at the same time, like you said, something gonna happen to them. And have you noticed also, B, that motherfuckers really ain't talking about no local news here lately?
Right.
When you turn on local news, what they talking about? Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. They barely talk about anything that's going on. Like, ain't been, like, so you telling me ain't no robberies still happening? Ain't no murders still happening? Ain't no rapes still happening in St. Louis, the murder capital of the world, as some people say?
Right, because every time you turn it, motherfucker, somebody got shot. And I was just like, Robert took this man.
Dude, they ain't talking about none of this shit, and you gotta believe the motherfuckers are still getting clipped. So it's like one of them, and I hate to be conspiracy theory, man, but it's like one of them things where after all this shit is over, which who the hell knows how long it's going to take to be over, at least with this cycle, because it's going to come back around. You would think that after all this is over and everything, it's going to be like so many documentaries or so many different, like, you know, people going around posting or whatever. Hey, how this whole neighborhood of black people disappear? Like with the set, like, I mean, sex trafficking, very real. Who the hell say that motherfuckers ain't? And it ain't just women who get sex trafficked. Men get sex trafficked too.
I don't think that's going on right now. Get that coronavirus and catch your fucking around and get one of them wrong ones.
Hey man, let me tell you something, dog. This between me and you and the audience. Forgot we was recording for a minute. Hey, I ain't accept, but a motherfucker did hit me up earlier this week, talking about coming through for a three-way with her and her girl. And I'm like, bitch, number one, I'm married. Black man don't cheat. And two, ain't you been watching the fucking news?
Right. Ain't so none of that gather.
So motherfuckers still out here trying to go ahead and get they shit off, dog.
Man.
Right. Niggas living on the edge, boy.
Because if I get it, they're going to be like, how I get it.
Niggas living. Hey, niggas more scared of that rolling than they go to STDs.
Right.
Hey, man. But dog, I was like, wait a minute. And then, you know, so I started talking to other people, and they telling me that this whole work shutdown order or work stoppage order, whatever the hell, stay at home order. They talking about like, man, this is the best shit ever, dog. Like, shit, I've been still creeping out or whatever. It ain't no traffic or nothing. Shit, I can go ahead and go and hit my side piece like in the middle of the day.
Okay.
And I'm like, nigga.
They call it risky business.
I like that, dog. That's gonna be the show title. I like that. I like that risky business. That's pretty good.
they risk it all,
nigga, for a piece of pussy. If we being for real, Chicks can't really fuck like they used to. Well, not all of them. A lot of y'all, and you know what? You know what, B? It be them young girls who can't fuck. And it's like, bitch, you got every damn reason to fucking, you letting an old nigga outfuck you, in the words of Max.
Hey, Wilson.
Shout out, Max.
Hey, but these young boys, these is, I don't know, man. All that lean and stuff in their system, they can't get right.
They can't get right. They test levels in the fucking trash.
Hey, man. What's up with this? What is it called? Is it TikTok Flip Challenge?
Yeah, where they doing that Drake song.
Yeah. Have you seen the ones where they like fucking the girls in the videos?
They fucking them. Like,
I think like Facebook stopped monitoring posts. And they coming through, people reposting this stuff. And like the TikTok, like, so they dancing with the girl in the video, and then next thing you know, they flip the switch and they either fuck it or the girl sucking.
Damn. I ain't seen them, but send me a couple for research purposes.
Still up. I was like, wait a minute. The fuck? This flip challenge went from dudes dressing in drag to this?
Hey, man, you ain't got to fucking dress in drag. You could just get like a shirt that's the same color as hers, but in your fucking size. Like, you ain't got to go ahead and go all the way like that. Like, y'all motherfuckers be pressed to try to be funny. Like, come on, dog.
Squeeze into that girl's dress and stuff. Now she can't even put that motherfucker back on because you just stressed it out. She's stupid because she's not even thinking about it. Like, man, my clothes.
I did see a motherfucker post earlier today. I was like, I hope TikTok catch the coronavirus.
And then what's up with what's that video where they got that one song where they doing a dance? They lined up and they doing that little elbow move, stepping to the side.
One at the box, I seen a couple people do like moves like that to the box where it's like a group of three or more, and they be kind of like when they in that doot, doot, and they moving their elbow and shit, and then motherfuckers like they be so dancing like some fucking Kappas or something.
Nah, somebody from the gig did one too. I don't know if you follow her or not.
From the gig. You gonna have to tell me about her later or text it to me or something.
Yeah, like
I can go pull it up.
That ain't part of a necklace. A white circle.
I can't. Old ass bitch doing that shit, man. She just said, motherfucker, old ass down somewhere, man. Damn.
You know, they do the hand clapping and that little maraca sound, shaking the sand sound. I don't know. I don't know who's saying that, but bullshit.
That old ass bitch. Hey, dog. Person that won't self-quarantine is the equivalent to a person that will hide a zombie bite. Yeah, dog. That nigga's getting mad.
It's true.
Oh, shit. I can't believe that old ass bitch did that fucking TikTok. Man, that bitch damn near 60 years old trying to have fun.
Hey, people quarantine bored right now, man. They got to do something. Like, oh, let's do this video.
Hey, let me tell you something. Yeah, dog. It's real rough out here for y'all people who ain't married or who ain't got no live-in or, you know, Y'all ain't maybe had somebody that you liked enough to invite over to where y'all could have had quarantine together, or maybe you are with somebody and you don't really like them and you mad as hell because you got a quarantine with this motherfucker. But this quarantine shit been lovely for me, dog. Dog, I've been fucking like shit.
Oh, look at you.
Nigga, I've been fucking like shit. I've been wearing that motherfucker out, dog. I'm like, yeah, this shit good. This shit lit. We ain't got nothing else to do. Because I definitely ain't about to pay $20 for them early release fucking Amazon Prime videos.
Hell no.
I'm going to trap out the motherfucking bandwidth.
Shit, the rest of us that ain't fixed, scared.
Oh shit, yeah.
Hey, yo, the rest of us that ain't fixed, scared to come out like that.
At least one of y'all. I mean, all it takes is one of y'all to be fixed.
But I heard tying the tubes is more dangerous than. I was just like, I can't. I got anxiety. It's hard for me to roll up in there and be like, look. I thought of, man, I'd be walking in circles pacing like, I need to get fixed, but I can't get through with it.
It's not as bad depending on your doctor or whatever, like, you know, sometimes, because, you know, they're going to, you know, numb the area and stuff like that or whatever, then they're going to make the incision, you know, a little clip and everything. Really, you should be out in maybe like, maybe if they know what they're doing, or unless you have some trouble, I would say, padding maybe like 30, 45 minutes, you should be in and out, and then you could just go home, kind of like rest up or whatever. Definitely don't do no shit like, you know, what my dumb ass did and try and go to work the next day. Nigga, I had to leave. I was at work for like less than an hour, and I'm like, oh, this was a bad idea.
Oh, shit. I think the numbing part is what was getting me, because they still got to stick the needle down there. Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's like one of them things where it's just kind of like, you know, because I know, dog, I got to think about needles too, man, because I had to go get my do them blood panels over at the place that we go to, and I had to go do them blood panels, and I'm already a hard stick, and I was mad because the woman wouldn't listen to me. She was new, and I'm like, nah, you got to stick me in my right arm, and I'm pointing to where the vein going to pop out at. I'm like, this is like my one good vein for drawing blood. And I'm telling her, like, look, you're going to have to use a butterfly needle, whatever, because you see where this motherfucker, hey, you can't get up in there with a regular. And she like, oh, no, I got it. And dog, hey, man, dog, I tell you this, dog, she fucking dropped 2 vials of my blood.
Oh.
Like, dropped it on the floor. And I just looked at her. And I'm
was
just
it the like, red?
No, I ain't never seen this chick before. But I was like, really? And I was like, I'm not giving you no more blood. And then another person came in because they heard it. And they was like, okay, it's fine. We'll just do what we need to do off that one vial. We'll make it work.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you no fucking more blood.
I'm just going to wait until our insurance pick that shit back up again. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what the weird part about it is, though? I think somebody fucked up because I went up in there and they ain't charged me for the blood test. Maybe they put it in the system because I remember the lady said that she wasn't going to charge me for the blood test because she ain't tell me there was a charge for it. But I ain't seen nothing pop up like the day it ran my FSA card either. So I'm like, damn, like, did y'all forget something?
They still ain't lose on people. They was like, half the people didn't even have insurance walking up. I'm like, they balling, man. Fuck.
Yeah. I think dealing with that, a lot of guys, and I mean, let's just let the people in behind the curve. We talking about testosterone replacement therapy. I think a lot of guys were just like, they ain't want no paper trail because they was already looking kind of ashamed or whatever. Like, I seen motherfuckers walk in there looking like they had on disguises, dog, with like the hats on and shades.
Hey, man, y'all ain't got to be no ashamed of that. That's part of the health, because they check more than just that. Your vitamin D levels, your kidney, diabetes. They check all the
blood thickness.
Yeah, so, and then the replacement is what you use. Some of y'all motherfuckers just sitting around not using that shit. Half the time, look, the whole gym be up in that motherfucker. The people from the gym don't care. This is like these old motherfuckers that be going in there trying to hide out. I'm like, I don't know what you hiding for. Like, some people just want more.
Dude, I remember my first time going in there for a consultation. And, you know, I was one of the people, I was like, man, damn, like I was already feeling kind of bad. Like, fuck, I gotta go ahead and do this shit or whatever, because I knew something was up. And it wasn't just the physical effects, because testosterone affects a whole lot more than physical shit. Like, low testosterone really gonna fuck with your mental more than anything, for what I've seen. But I was all depressed and shit going up in there or whatever. I'm like, man, I hope don't nobody fucking see me. Like, and then when I walked in, I saw that it was all woman staff, except for like, it was one guy who worked there, and he was one of the doctors, and I don't think he even worked there anymore. And I was like, man, these bitches probably be up in here laughing at motherfuckers and shit like that or whatever. But eventually I got over it because as I'm sitting there, I was the only person in there for a minute. And then I see more and more people come in. And I actually saw one of the dudes from the gym come in because I follow him on Instagram. And I was like, damn, for real?
Yeah.
And that kind of like, that kind of put me at ease a little bit because I'm like, oh, okay, well, shit, fuck it.
Need that extra pump, that iron, man. Then the women in there, I'm like, oh yeah, some of y'all motherfuckers need to go up in there because the women be in there so y'all can clean. That should make y'all clean up real good.
Oh shit,
Yes, they gotta give you the shot.
man,
So we can't go in there funky.
nigga, it was a couple of times. It was a
They
couple of
gum
times.
it too.
It was a couple of times, dog, where I was like, because I used to go like on my lunch break at work, before I started getting this sent to me. Dog, I used to be like up at work, like I'm holding. Nope, I gotta go number two. I'm holding it in. I'm like, these bitches never be talking about they saw some dookie crumbs up in my ass when they shot me. Hey,
I'd be like, man, that's awkward. At first it was awkward. I was like, okay.
yeah, it was really it, dude. It took me like about like 4 or 5 times to finally get used to
Yeah, and then I walked in there, depending on who it was.
it.
They had this Russian looking chick, this tall chick in there. I don't know if she was Russian. She looked Russian to me. Like somebody from off an Adam Sandler movie.
Well, she kind of like tall and heavy set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm
dog.
like, nope, you're not giving me no shot.
That motherfucker used to flirt like shit with me. And I used to get really uncomfortable.
I'm like, oh, and they
I'm
all
like.
them girls up there just be. There's one chick in there that looked like Jennifer Love Hewitt, and then the redhead chick, she the one that be, she be flirting with everybody.
No. Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. She acted like she need dick in her life.
I'm like, I'm glad you just drawing blood.
Oh shit, dog. And because when I went recently, because I ran out of the stuff, so I had to let them give me one again. And they were like, and then so. And of course, this is doing like the coronavirus thing. So it's only like, me and her in the room instead of it being two nurses and, the patient in the room. So I'm up in there or whatever. She like closed the door and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, I'm getting myself ready. She's like, okay, so do you stick it in the thigh? And I'm like, no, nah, I'll stick it, in the glute. And she like, do you want to stick it in the thigh? I'm like, this shit seemed like a sit up. I'm like, nope, just stick it in the glute. I'm like, this shit seemed like a setup because I let you stick it in the thigh or something like that or whatever, and then my body just be doing shit and that motherfucker jump to attention and hit you in your face, then you gonna be like, oh.
God, I'm a feeling in the thigh, man. Come on, I gotta pull this all the way. No.
Dog, I'm not, it'd be different if it was me doing it. I'm not about to let them do that. That shit seemed like a fucking Me Too case waiting to happen.
Right.
I can't do it, dog. Can't do it.
I don't want that shit in the thigh anyways. It make your legs sore. And they lock up sometimes. I'm like, nope.
For real?
Yeah, because it put like a knot. I mean, in the glute, you still had a knot back there, but at least, you ain't as sore, but in your thigh, man, it's just sitting right there. And it's like you use that muscle all the time. Like you're just moving your leg back and forth, and you sit down in a chair, you use that shit to get up. Nah. And you sitting down for a long period of time. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, before I forget, I couldn't really decide on my throwback of the week, so I got two of them things.
Oh.
They both down south classics. You know what? I got three of them now that I think about it. I'm gonna get, hey man, this quarantine shit got me in my throwback bag. So, first off, we have a Fiend, Mr. Womp Womp. Hey, that talking high talking.
Talk it high, talk it.
Yeah. Nigga, what's it? Beats by the Pound? Nigga, they acted a fool on that beat. From the way it came in. Do 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 ba ba ba
Oh, Paul.
da. Hey, and then Fiend had like that voice, man. Like Fiend, like I picture Ludacris looking like what Fiend looked like because that's the only time where I heard somebody, and I'm like, dude, they got that big ass voice. And I remember when Luda came out, and I'm like, this nigga scrawny.
Man,
He sounded like a big nigga.
he like 5'3".
That nigga scrawny as shit. Hey, but that nigga could rap though. He ain't really had that much luck in these movies outside of Fast and Furious.
Nah, he's just taking any roles now.
That nigga, did you see that motherfucking John Henry movie?
I ain't even want to watch it. I saw the what his jaw looked like. I'm like, nope.
Nigga. 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 I
Jerry
watched
Cruz
that.
ain't gonna sell me
Yeah.
on.
I didn't even know Terry Crews was in that motherfucker
He like on one of
until.
the posters, and then they changed it to Ludacris's face.
Right, and that's all I've been thinking about. I'm like, okay, so it's Ludacris John Henry? I'm like, that shit seems stupid. Now Terry Crews, he does have the build to be John Henry, but it's Terry Crews, dog. It's Terry Crews has like zero acting ability.
They just be dancing everywhere.
Y'all couldn't find maybe a credible actor. Hell, what the fuck Derek Luke doing? Y'all couldn't find him and just tell that nigga eat 6 to 8 meals a day or whatever and go ahead and work out 2 to 3 times a day? Put him with a personal trainer.
You see, he already Terry Crews, he be fasting all the time. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I know how you do it. Bunch of injectables. Allegedly.
I'll be hungry as a motherfucker. All the muscles? Nah, I ain't fasting. Some people say fast a detox. I'm like, I ain't doing
Yeah, man. And shit. Okay, I got two more. My next one is UGK. I left it wet for you.
more Pimp C.
Nigga, Pimp C was so damn disrespectful, man. I hate to say this, it's good Pimp C died when he did, dog, especially with these sensitive
Man.
ass rappers now. Like, it would be some it man, Pimp C would be cussing one of these new rappers out every fucking week for being sensitive about something he said. Cause that motherfucker, he ain't had no time for the back and forth. He like legitimately just like go for the jugular, you know. Baby, feel funny when you're doing 69, knowing that you're sipping on all my Jimmy wine. Nigga, what?
Jimmy
Nigga,
one, huh?
that Jimmy wine.
Y'all
And when
catch
you get
that?
a kiss, what they say, when you get a kiss, do you feel bad knowing that you swallow all the skeeter that I had?
Now that's better than a future bar when he did that "Life Is Good" remix. He talking about some it's hotter than some fish grease. Tss, tss. I'm like, oh man, and sound effects in this motherfucker now. He said, "Hotter than some fish grease." Tss, tss.
Hey, he probably thought that shit was tight too.
He said,
You know he did.
I'm like, okay, man. Don't do another remix that you did with Drake and put other people on it again.
That nigga Future walked about the booth like I done did it.
He's like, you hear the sound effects I did? Like, nah. See,
That ain't it, dog.
he was good when it was just you and Drake, when you try to do that shit by yourself. And I'm like, oh, he didn't. I gave this dude respect. He was actually rapping. Now you went back to this whining shit. With he sweat a rat.
Oh shit. Damn. Hi, hi, hi. Hold on before you go on a rant. Hold on. And my last throwback of the week is Master P featuring UGK. Break 'em off.
Oh man. Oh, man, don't make me break
Man.
awesome.
Oh, and
That was
that was of course when Pimp C and Master P was still cool, and then something happened, depending on who you listen to. Pimp C says that Master P just started tripping with him. Master P ain't never really spoke on it, but people in Master P's circle have said that Pimp C was basically on drugs during this time and he was acting up, and Master P and his homeboy straight up just went to Houston like one night or whatever and just kidnapped Pimp C and started beating his ass.
I don't believe that.
Something definitely, like, I didn't know what happened. I just knew they was making music together and then they stopped, and then Pimp C went to jail, just like the first time Pimp C went to jail, and he came out with his solo album, that Sweet James Jones Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was on that Hog in the Game. He was on there talking shit about Master P. And I'm like, hold up, like, what the fuck? And, you know, he was talking about they're going to be driving you to the center for the gunshot trauma. You could get hit in your Bentley or your Purple Impala. Like, come on, dog. Who else had a Purple Impala at that time?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, that whole album, he was just talking shit. Like, he ain't mentioned P name, but he did everything but mention P name. He was like, yeah, I know a punk ass motherfucker from the Calio Projects in New Orleans or whatever. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah, he was mad. So, yeah, something did happen.
Something happened or whatever. I mean, and if Pimp C is to be believed, Pimp C said that they threatened his mama, like they said they was gonna kill his mama and shit like that or whatever. He's like, yeah, you old fake ass Tupac wannabe ass nigga gonna try and threaten my motherfucking mama. Fuck you. I'm like, damn.
Man, why everybody gotta be a fake ass Tupac though back then? Remember that? Everybody was like Eminem a fake ass Tupac, Master P a fake ass Tupac. I mean, but he was in the videos acting like Tupac.
Hey, man, they got mad as shit when Ja Rule had that damn song with Tupac. I'm like, you do know he talked to Suge about that. Like, that shit got cleared because it was on an album. Like, that shit got cleared. So be mad at Suge. Why you mad at this nigga?
It's just like, dude, I think it's the way he was dressing like Tupac in the videos. And it moved, his mannerisms was just Tupac.
Man, motherfuckers was mad as shit. I think, well, motherfuckers got mad at P too, because P had made, remember P had a damn song called Only God Can Judge Me. And that was after Tupac had died. And he was up in the damn, he was on the artwork of it with his shirt off and shit like that, like doing a Tupac pose.
He said that was a shout out to Tupac and like a remembrance or whatever.
This nigga, man, that nigga. I don't think Master P and Tupac ever did a song together. But this was like back in like the 90s where a lot of rappers were rapping together. Like, where I think it's harder to get rappers to rap together now, whatever, but you had like a lot of legends who was like rapping together on like shit together.
The last people, I think Bone Thugs was the last to rap with all three. Legend, Easy, Tupac, and Biggie.
Yep. That motherfucking Notorious Thugs, man. That motherfucker still go, dog. I'm still like in awe that Biggie was able to flow like that.
Hey, they was talking about Busy Bone was talking about how that all went down, man. They was just like, man. Cause he had to step back. He was like, cause he was trying to rap with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, he saw Busy Bone, he came in and laid in his verse. And Big was like, man, I gotta give me a minute. And then he sent them his verse and they was like, oh yeah. And that shit went in from there. I'm like, see?
Now I wonder, was that shit like a punch in or something?
Which was mean?
It? Like, was it a punch in? Cause you know, like with Eazy-E, like when Eazy-E did Boys in the Hood, that shit was a punch in. That shit was a punch in. Like he would just do like, he would, okay, stop. Okay, stop. You know, like something like that or whatever, or the Big like literally just flowed that whole verse like that through.
He flowed that whole verse. I guess we would never know for sure.
Because that shit is impressive, dog, if he did, especially at his size, the fact that you ain't really hear him breathing and shit.
Yeah. But Big, he had a couple songs he was rapping like that, didn't he?
I can't remember them or whatever. Like, I mean, man.
New York flow. I see what you're saying. That's not a New Yorker.
Oh, hell no, that wasn't no New York flow. I mean, that was that Midwest, like you said, that Midwest rapid style flow. Like the Midwest is known for like having that rapid flow.
Yeah, and then because I think Busy was like they had to get it cleared because they want because he know him and Tupac was beefing because they was doing the same song around the time to see if it was okay. And then I think she said Biggie had died right after that. That's when he got killed, and they had to clear it with his mom or something like that to let the song go.
Yeah, that shit was that shit. That nigga Big got it in.
Right, I think Crazy Ball probably had the dopest verse on the whole song.
You know what? You know what, man? Everybody got off, dog. I think everybody except Wish got off. I never liked Wish.
Don't think anybody really did, but
I never liked Wish. Like Lazy got off. Lazy was one of them dudes who I always felt was underrated in the group. Like everybody would always talk about Crazy, I guess, because he was a de facto leader of the group. And then they would talk about Busy because, they'd be like, Busy is like the lyrical assassin.
Man, I'd be on his Instagram and he put up an old school video. He was like, I think he had a song called "Play That Music," Right Boy, and because he write his stuff down and he just be flowing off of it. And this dude be rapping in the studio with his eyes rolled up in the back of his head. I'm like, okay, Undertaker, he gone.
He in a trance.
Right, I'm like, he actually rapping words, but I don't know how the fuck he just be rapping it like that fast, man, to the point to where you like, hold up, man. What the fuck you just saying? The Crazy Ball. I think a lot of people slept on him too, man. I think he be going in like that. Y'all gotta listen to that "Look Into My Eyes" from the Art of War, the extended version with Crazy Ball. And that dude was going.
Yes, he
I
was.
know a lot of y'all young cats, man, that like Trippie Redd and stuff. Y'all not gonna like them cats no more. I didn't watch a dude on YouTube who ain't never listened to Bone Thugs. He a YouTube reactor. He listened to Bone Thugs back in the day for the first time and was like, oh yeah, these mumble rappers in trouble.
They in trouble.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, go back and listen to that shit. You're not gonna like these new cats no more. Like Trippie Redd and what's the other dude? Lil Uzi Vert.
Man, I gotta listen to that new Lil Uzi Vert, man, because motherfuckers was acting like that's like the greatest shit ever.
Is it that one song he ripping off an R&B song?
Oh, no,
no,
like,
no, 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 no. He did it. Who? One of them the pop motherfuckers back in the day, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. It's the hook is "I Want It That Way."
See, I don't know. Well, I know he released like a mixtape, I guess a mixtape or an album, whatever, because I think he got a situation kind of like Megan Thee Stallion, where he fighting with his label and they won't let him release shit. So I'm gonna say it was a mixtape. Or he got like some kind of injunction or something to be able to release music. But motherfuckers, like, at least, well, this microwave age, at least for that day, motherfuckers acting like, oh shit, nigga, that little Uzi nigga, he killing it. But I ain't heard nobody else say nothing else since then.
It's that song I'm thinking of. I want it that. That's how I go. And he trying to rap to. I'm like, this is trash. Why did I sign back up to Sirius Radio? Like y'all playing this, man? No, I look that joint of Lucas though, the ADHD mixtape. That go in. That shit, him and Logic on like the first song just tearing it up. Y'all need to listen to that. And fuck, who else? I didn't listen to Childish Gambino this CD yet.
Yeah, I think I checked that out. Like motherfuckers dropping music. Oh yeah, some under the radar music. If y'all into soul music, check out my man Lee Fields. He dropped something. He dropped an album called "Let's Get a Groove On." And if y'all like into like that old dusty Mississippi, sounding voice that you can tell been through everything in the world or whatever, like almost kind of bluesy in a way,
Devin
but.
the Dude.
You say what?
You sound like Devin the Dude.
Yeah, some kind of like, yeah, something like that or whatever, but he like a singer or whatever, even though I know Devin sing too. That's a motherfucker who need to drop some more music.
That dude be high all the time.
Devin is a really underrated rapper. And Devin kind of like, he kind of like Red Man. Devin the dude is down south Red Man. He don't really get like a lot of national pub, but motherfuckers who rap, they like, oh yeah, Devin my favorite rapper. Like Snoop Dogg said Devin one of his favorite rappers.
Yeah, it gotta be. And what's his name?
Trader Truth.
Yeah. Underrated. A lot of them underrated.
Yeah, man. A lot of them dudes down south is like so underrated or whatever. But yeah, I mean, man, if you're ever looking for some good music, it's out there. Like, good music does still exist.
Let Red Man get on the track, though, because you don't never really hear from Red Man. Then you'd be like, in awe again. Like, damn, man. You need to drop the album again. You ignorant, too.
You'd be like, how the fuck is this nigga so good at rapping? Like,
somebody tried to say Method Man wasn't that great at rapping. I'm like, you tripping. Because he did a freestyle recently.
They some haters.
I'm like, you still got it. I was reading the comments. He was like, man, this dude trash still. Always will be. He was the trashiest Wu-Tang. I'm like, oh.
Whoa! Quack. The trashiest Wu-Tang?
Oh, man. I was like, somebody clap him, please.
Nigga, have they not heard Inspector Deck, You God? Shit. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers that's going to be trash before him.
Right. Like, not Method Man. Man, come on.
Nah, it's certain motherfuckers who I'm not going to let you call. Man, out of that group, Ghostface, Raekwon, Meth, RZA. Nah, GZA, because I never really liked RZA. I couldn't get with RZA's flow. Because RZA always sounded like he was stopped up and shit.
He just rapping about some unusual shit.
Nigga sound like he got a motherfucking sign. Nigga sound like he got a sinus infection when he rap all the time. Straight up and down. Wanna die? We'll take forever. Come down for the DJ Run's mother.
Man, fuck. Man,
you got any throwbacks for the movies, TV shows?
Throwbacks, but I'm trying to figure out the people been watching Hunters yet.
I know I still ain't got to it. I've been too busy fucking.
You need to chill out on some of the shows before work start back up again.
I know, nigga. I'll be mad as shit. I'll be like, God damn.
I know that's when most people watch their shows is at work, but damn. Yeah, Hunters. You got that. You got The Outsider. I ain't been watching nothing new for real, though, after that. I might go back and watch Hunters again because of some shit.
Something that I recently finished up, and I mean, if you're looking for something, now it is about relationships and everything or whatever, but it's that real though. Ava DuVernay actually created this series. It's on Oprah Winfrey's network, OWN, OWN. It's called Cherish the Day. It's an anthology series about a couple, and it's only 8 episodes. But it kind of like shows like the couple when they first meet, then they have some issues, then time jump forward and it showed them like meeting again, then time jump forward like a little bit more and it shows like they preparing for the wedding. And then it just, you know, it's like a span of like 5 years, I think that 5 years, but they take little different snippets of their life and stuff like that. They life together. But the reason why I like it is because I like anthology series to begin with, because that's kind of like how life is or whatever. Like, you could be doing like some shit, like some regular shit in your life. And then a couple years later, you like looking around like, fuck, that was a goddamn turning point. And you ain't even realize it.
Shit, yeah, we all been through it.
Kind of like, you know, recently when I, you know, left my job and everything, while I transitioned to another job, got a promotion. But I remember leaving corporate, like with my box in my hand and stuff. And this has never happened in any, and you know me, I didn't, you know, I keep a job. I keep a new job. But it was different leaving this time because I'm like looking at, I'm like literally standing there and I couldn't walk into the garage because I just stood there and I was like looking at the building and I'm like, why the hell is this so damn hard for me to leave? Like, I've never felt like that in life and leaving a job. And I'm like, damn, like, is this going to be a turning point at some point? Like, what is this moment trying to teach me? And you know, I still don't know, but, you know, yeah. And so that's what that show kind of made me think about. It's something good to watch, like, with your lady and stuff like that, too, or whatever, because, you know, you kind of like, y'all can have them arguments or debates about like who's wrong, who's right, and stuff like that with the characters. And sometimes you find yourself, you ain't even rooting for the dude. You like, this motherfucker fucked up.
It's kind of sound like his mind watching that Love is Blind shit.
Oh, nigga. Hey, man, that shit. I'm like, that shit was crazy.
You watched that too?
Yeah, nigga.
Man, why? Like the one chick, man, why she get all excited? With the blind hair, the confused one, the one that got drunk all the time and was saying some random ass shit. She make it up there. And then she was like all excited, like she was gonna say yes. And then, nah, I'm like, oh, the fuck wrong with this bitch?
Yeah, man, because, man, oh, you talking about the one that ended up fucking with like the short young dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog, she carried him all throughout that motherfucker. But the problem was, she never really wanted to be with him. He was always the second choice because she wanted old boy who ended up choosing the army girl to go ahead and be with her. And, you know,
she was a goofy ass chick too.
I mean, she was kind of like leading. I mean, he was kind of like leading both of them on or whatever. Honestly, I think there was no way that he was going to pick her over the army girl because that army girl looked like she crazy as fuck.
Right. I think he needed it. He looked like he wanted to. Hey, I was telling my wife about the chick from Venezuela. I'm like, all them chicks crazy. They don't know how to talk to people. That's just how they, like, react.
Who was the chick from Venezuela?
The blind hair one. She was dating the red hair dude. He was like, nah, I can't. And she kept saying, let me talk.
Oh, yeah.
She would never let him talk.
I didn't know she was from Venezuela.
Yeah, she said she's from Venezuela.
But one of them things, though, I mean, he should have had known what was up with her off the break when they were still behind, like, the curtain thing, and he proposed to her. And then instead of just saying yes, what her ass say? One thing you need to know about me is that I do what I want, so I'm going to ask you to marry me. Like, that's a dead giveaway of a woman who ain't nothing wrong with alpha females, but an alpha female. I had it crazy
with him.
Yeah, an alpha female knows when to not be an alpha. And she seemed like she did not know when to not be an alpha female. It was like, no, we doing everything my way. And if we ain't doing it my way, then it's fuck you.
Right. She didn't let that dude get a word in. Like, I see where he didn't want to get married to. He wanted to be like together.
Yeah.
So see where it go.
Hey, man.
Like, towards the end, she finally listened to him because it worked out in his favor.
That motherfucker. Hey, I know when he told her, no, dog, she did that dumbass run about that church and she fell down.
Hey, that was funny. I'm like, I would have had to body slam her ass. I'm like, if I can't get a motherfucking word in, look, shut up and let me talk.
But he did right, though, whatever, because, man, I've been with chicks like that, especially like in my younger years, and it's hard being with a chick like that, dude, because y'all always arguing. Like you said, you like literally like in her face, like, shut the fuck up. Like, listen to somebody else for once.
And that's when the alpha shit go down the drain for them. You can get them in check. Man, I ain't talking like checking them to be like a little kid. I'm talking about like, man, respect. Like, let me talk. We gonna have a normal conversation without you motherfucking yelling.
I think they like that shit, though. I think secretly they like that. They like to be put up in their place because the same chick who I've been dealing with, like, I've been dealing with her for, like, years, like, in my 20s and stuff like that, like, on and off again. Like, she was, like, one of, like, them alpha chicks. And then eventually she told me, she's like, I love when we argue and I be seeing, like, that fire in your eyes and you be looking like you gonna slap the shit out of me. I'm like, who the fuck loves some shit like that? Like, you need to go to counseling.
I know, because I don't like arguing.
No, and then what was fucked up is we be arguing, and then she saw like she's like seeing that I'm pissed off, and then she would try to like kiss on me and shit like that. Man, I'll mush the shit out of her one day. Get the fuck off me.
You don't make me mad on purpose. I don't like that shit.
Like, nah, this ain't nah, bitch. You ain't about to make me mad and then try to get some dick. Nah, it don't work like that.
Because I used to like Hispanic women, but I'm like a long time ago. I was like, man, you chick's crazy. You got to be something different. You got to be a different breed of man to handle them.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Ain't no way. I ain't got no, I don't have the patience for that.
Man. But I think a lot of people get in trouble in relationships. That's why I kind of like I did kind of like I kind of like the aspect of the Love Is Blind show, because you literally have to learn your partner, because y'all can't see each other, y'all can't do anything intimate or whatever. You literally have to go in there like with a notepad and like literally learn your partner. And I think that's where a lot of relationships end up getting fucked up, because you jump too quickly into some other shit and you don't really learn your partner. And then here we are years later, y'all married and shit like that or whatever, and you sitting up like, I don't even like this bitch.
Right.
Oh yeah,
You
but I
look at
think
chick like I want to get married now.
but I think also you need to give yeah, they need to go ahead with that shit. I think also though, one thing I've learned just getting older and stuff like that, you have to give people leeway. You have to give leeway because nobody is going to be 100% honest with you in a relationship. Like, they're not gonna be 100% honest with you or whatever. Like, I don't care how tight you think your game is and shit like that or whatever. That motherfucker had probably told you a lie at some point. It was probably like a little bitty white lie, but they done lied to you at some point.
Right, and
But
they
you
gonna come around like I knew it.
you have to give people that leeway or whatever. As long as they ain't like no big glaring ass lie, like you've been cheating on me for like the whole time we've been together, or you got like outside kids, or you know, some other shit, like you out here making me look stupid and shit like that. You know, you gotta give people leeway or whatever to be like, okay, cool. Okay, you lied, cool. That's what's up or whatever. Like, I understand. You know, we can move past this.
Yeah.
Man, it's just crazy, man. Damn, dog, y'all ain't know we can talk about relationships too.
Right. Send them emails the week prior. Hopefully we get some emails about
Yeah, niggas, we are not in quarantine. Y'all ain't gonna send us
it.
coronavirus by sending us a fucking email.
Right. Will ain't sending emails no more, but he did say he wants y'all to know.
Oh shit.
Look. This
Oh
tax
shit.
money ain't free. Y'all keep posting about this tax money saying it's free money. It's not free money.
But also, did you see the thing that came out where I saw motherfuckers on Facebook pitching a bitch when they was like, yeah, dog, if you owe child support, you ain't getting no money.
They should have known that from the beginning. Yeah.
Right. Because it's like that with your taxes. If you owe child support and you ain't worked out nothing with the IRS or the fucking or DFS, they take it. Any kind of income you get, they taking this shit.
Look, the best way for you not to owe, I guess you had to been jobless because the child support that I know, when you switch jobs, they follow your ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
And if you behind, ain't no, you gonna pay them later. They take more out the check until you caught up. So that way, I mean, I don't know what kind of child support most of the people on that they missing payments like that. That's what I'm saying. You can't you. It must be different. It must be different in other states, but I
They
guess
probably
right now we're talking about here. I
like
don't know.
club promoters. I know a lot of dudes here is club promoters, and they supposed to be sending the child support payments to Jeff City, and then Jeff City in turn cashes it and then loads it on the car for the woman. But these motherfuckers don't be sending them payments.
Look, man.
Or instead of sending the payments, which you have a fucking court order to send the payments, so you can't argue about that shit. They be like, but I went and bought my kids some shoes and some clothes though. Like, well, guess what? That was a gift. You still need to send us this fucking money every month that, or every 2 weeks, however you got it worked out, that we need.
Right. They don't care.
They don't care about none of that shit or whatever. You trying to like get over and shit like that. Like, and sometimes you do have to be like, kind of like play like hardball and be like, look, I'm sorry, but you know, I ain't buying no clothes and no shit like that and no food and shit like that or whatever. That's what you get child support for.
Right, and some women, some of them got beside themselves when somebody said that part.
But I mean, but it's real though. It's real though because now if you want to take me off of the child support, because let's be honest, there are deadbeat dads out here. But there are also a whole bunch of spiteful women out here who are just putting you on child support because they don't like that you moved on and they trying to rape you financially.
For everything, they get away with that shit.
Man, dog, hey, man, look.
Well, you can't get away. I don't. You can't get away with it in Missouri though, because they, you better not have no income. Though, I'm talking
Dude,
about the.
I've seen experience. I've seen things where women have been like literally in court, or you've been seeing like a mediation or whatever, and the woman has literally said, "That's my money." And the judge or the guy's lawyer has had to correct her. Be like, no, ma'am, that's the child's money. That's not your money. That's not your money for you to go and get your nails done and shit like that. And then you talking about you can't see your fucking kid or whatever until you give me some more money. Like that's a fucking child. That's not a fucking bargaining chip, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, stop doing that to these kids. That kid, that's all that kid's money. That's what the fucking you diapers, all that shit need to be
Man.
paid for. You got it up front. $400 for some
Yeah.
damn diapers. A kid don't even cost that much.
Dog, I'm like, and then on top of that, like you said, motherfuckers be getting like $300, $400 every pay period sent to them. Well, it
Yeah.
ain't, but then again, it ain't really that much because the courts take like a little fee up out of it. So you still ain't getting that whole amount of money where it's like all you had to do or whatever was just act right or whatever and not just be trying to like hit this nigga up for hundreds of dollars every damn week, knowing that the baby don't need all that.
Man, you get $800 a month. Okay,
800.
and the kid on your on the father's insurance.
Oh,
Like,
that
what the
shit should be knocked. That motherfucker number one need to go to like some kind of mediation or remodification meeting. Or they need to hire a lawyer or something because if you got that kid on your insurance, that knocks off that payment down so much, dog.
right.
Because insurance is
They
expensive as hell.
make you put the kid on your insurance.
Exactly. Yep. Because if you don't put the kid on the insurance, they gonna come back and charge. They gonna come back and tell you that you need to pay more because they know insurance is expensive.
Man,
It's
luckily,
a cold game, dog.
before the insurance changed, it used to just be the kids was free on the insurance. And all the checkups and stuff was cool, but then now they like $10 a piece, I think. That don't even show you the $10 a piece on the bill when I put my kids on my insurance this year. That don't even show that. That shit just 90 some dollars.
Man.
I'm like,
Yeah,
wait a
man.
minute. I try to get my wife to put them on hers. It's her insurance worse with the kid with everybody on it. I'm like, never mind.
Right. That shit crazy. It's crazy. Man. Yeah, man. Oh, but back to what my original thing or whatever about like them stimulus checks and everything. Yeah, dog. Niggas was mad as shit. Niggas was all for Trump until they heard all them rules and regulations that you gotta go through to be able to get the damn check.
And yeah, I thought this was gonna be easy. Y'all was.
Dude, these motherfuckers stupid. They like, man, I saw so many motherfucking niggas. Like, and I just talk about like how we call everybody niggas. I'm talking about like the original nigga, the black man. That sound bad, the original nigga.
Aboriginal
But these motherfuckers, man, these motherfuckers, as soon as they heard about them checks, yeah, y'all, hey, man, fuck what y'all talking about, man, shit, man, it's fucking Trump 2020 with them checks.
nigga.
Then
file taxes last 2 years.
Ooh. Right, nigga, you ain't filed taxes.
How that little baby song, little baby song go? Whoa. Ooh, however you do, you ain't filed taxes in a year. Oh.
Man, them motherfuckers go dumb, and it's so many motherfuckers right now who try to rush and file them back taxes.
Too late.
It's too late, dog. You ain't getting it.
You got to hold. Then they finna hit your ass up. They like, oh, we collecting this $1,000. You owe us another $2,000.
Mm-hmm. It's too late, dog. You ain't getting it. So you might as well just save them back taxes and do it next year. Just go ahead to do the back taxes next year, because you trying to rush and do it now, you ain't going to get nothing.
Ray, you going to be crying when you get hit with that $10,000. You better file.
Nigga.
Which you ain't got no choice. They gonna take the money from you anyways, no matter what. Go ahead. They letting you ride.
Yeah. I don't even understand how people get to that point, though, where they owe like that much. I'm like, damn, dog, was you not like still, you know, with your paychecks, were you not still like paying into the system, like letting them take taxes out of your paycheck? Or was it a situation where you was getting paid in cash? Which is even worse, because I think that's how a lot of people get them high ass tax bills, because they be getting paid in cash, or they got like these side businesses and they be like getting 1099s and stuff like that or whatever, and it's just like, you made almost $10,000. we gonna need some of that, unless you got buku write-offs.
Hey, for right now, we shouldn't even be paying taxes because ain't nothing open.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we should. I know.
The school's closed. Like,
I know in St. Louis City, that's one thing that they a lot of the tenants down there been trying to launch this thing. Like, hey, April 1st, we not paying rent, which I think is a real fucked up way to go about it, because you putting the landlord in a bad situation where they might just go ahead and put your ass out,
or they gonna lose the building.
Yep. So you still, and then the new landlord really ain't gonna be trying to hear that shit. They like, look, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Like the government has to deem like, okay, y'all can't do mortgage payments, you know, payments and all these different payments, you know, just let them ride. It got to be some shit like that,
right? And make sure, look, if they canceling payments for a certain amount of time, make sure ain't no back payments, like. They start here. Like, when you get a new loan, you don't start your payment until like a couple months from now. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Man, I know. And another thing, I see a lot of people getting excited because they like, hey, they got this stuff with the cars, because you see a lot of like them car commercials where they like, hey, 90 days, no payment. They doing like a lot of that now because the economy in the fucking shitter. So they doing like a lot of that now. And I see a lot of people going around like, oh, I'm gonna go to the car, I'm gonna buy me a car. You gotta be careful about that, because this is an uncertain time, dog. Like, motherfuckers getting laid off left and right. And depending on how much longer this goes or whatever, dog, anybody can get laid off. I've been laid off before at, you know, our company. Thankfully, you know, they hired me back in or whatever. They hired me back in before I officially had to, like, you know, like leave or whatever and be officially laid off. But I know what it's like to go through the layoff and just be uncertain or whatever and stuff like that.
That's why I be telling these people, don't be acting a fool with these employers. Just go about your day.
Yeah.
Because if you get laid off, they ain't coming looking for you.
Yeah. Because, and then the layoff, it's, man, the layoff, like, you can kind of see the layoff coming sometimes, but sometimes you can't see it coming. And you just getting called up in a fucking meeting with HR, and you're like, what the fuck did I do? And they like, yeah, we're shutting down the department in 90 days. Because they legally have to let everybody know within 90 days that the department is closing. And then you talking about motherfuckers running and trying to apply for jobs and shit like that and get up out of their jobs that they in. And the hiring process sometimes takes way more than 90 days. And you just like, what the fuck? You like, what the fuck am I gonna do? So yeah, man, it's crazy. It's like I said, it's a whole bunch of uncertainty going on out here or whatever. Like, I really hope that I really hope people are okay, man. But if motherfuckers 401k's in the damn trash can, so you can't even really like be like, okay, damn, if something do happen financially, I can just dip it to my 401k, take a loan about it, take a withdrawal. Like, no the fuck you can't.
They took that too for right now.
Yeah. But I did see on the news where people were trying to leverage the 401k companies to allow people just to be able to early withdraw without penalties. Because of like with the way that the stock market is, like, dude, just give me the rest of my money that's left.
That's gonna keep people from investing when this shit is all over with.
Yep.
And the 401k, because like, wait a minute, y'all control this shit. Nope.
Yeah.
I'm canceling all of this. I'm taking whatever I can get, pay the taxes on it, and savings account.
A lot of my 401k stuff was tied up in bonds, though. So I'm not really getting hit as much as a lot of other people. Because I know a lot of people who was like aggressive with their stuff, and they was like investing in stocks with it and everything. And I just never really understood the stock market. Like, I mean, I've just recently started messing with it with like that Robinhood app. So I just recently started messing with it, but I would just like find like stocks that are under $10 or whatever, and then just like, okay, let me go ahead and buy this or whatever, see how I do. I have been buying a lot more stocks here lately because everything is fucking getting tanked, and I'm just like, oh, this is the perfect time.
Right.
Not to, you know, be a looter in a riot, but I mean, I'm trying to make money just like y'all. Shit.
Should go up next year.
Yeah, next year or a year from now, or, you know, next year, 2 years or whatever, you know, whenever the economy rebound, because you would think it would rebound unless they're going to put shithead back in office again.
Yeah, Pelosi on his ass about his statements on the corona, so that should be interesting.
Dude, did you see the recent ad that Joe Biden put out where he was using Trump's own words? And that's all you got to do. That's one thing I feel like Hillary really failed at. All you got to do is just let this motherfucker go ahead and tank himself.
And Pelosi, she just been requoted everything he did this corona. She's like, he's a stupid motherfucker.
Joe Biden released the ad, and it's basically just snippets of Trump during this time with the coronavirus and talking about like, oh no, I'm not taking calls from the governor of Washington. They said really bad things about me, and yeah, I know they need aid, but I'm not taking their calls right now. And then, you know, talk about like, he ain't even say the governor of Michigan. He said, I'm also not talking to the woman in Michigan. She was very nasty to me, and now she needs my help. Maybe I'll give her help. Maybe I won't. And I'm like, dog, it's a fucking national fucking crisis, and you sitting up here being petty with the fucking emergency funds.
That's what Pelosi put down in writing. Yep.
dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Stupid motherfucker! Now you screwed up the country.
This motherfucker. If I was president, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, shit is a wrap for him. I don't know. I have a feeling he's gonna get voted back in.
Dude, I got that feeling too, because these motherfuckers get blinded by money. And that's basically what he's doing right now. I mean, granted, it's kind of like the perfect storm because we do have a national crisis going on, whatever. But motherfuckers going to get blinded by that little $800,000.
Man, look, y'all. That's y'all money. You got to pay it back. Like stated before.
Right. He just giving you an advance on the money that you was already going to make anyway.
Yeah. So think about it.
And then, did you hear that they not taxing that shit? So you know it's about to be some bullshit.
Yep. So I said I'm saving it in case something stupid happens.
Yep.
Oh. Next week we file. I ain't playing no games.
You know it's going to be tricky. Hey, man.
Oh, Birdman.
Yeah, nigga. My motherfucking hands be about to catch fire. Shit.
Flames.
Nigga, flames. You got some parting words for the good people, man.
Hey, I need y'all to kick y'all kids off the internet, man. Motherfuckers just be trying to violate shit. We play the game, and then now y'all kids and everybody at home buying up these video game systems, clogging up all the servers to Netflix, all this shit, man. And then I can't even download BitTorrents right now. It's taking 3 days, dog.
Let me just go ahead and add this or whatever. He ain't downloading BitTorrents to do anything illegal on him.
Yeah.
we had to let people know that everything on the up and up.
Right. I'm trying to set up my Raspberry Pi. I'm trying to program it. It's taking 3 days. One dude was like, he got a gig internet, man. It's taking him that long to download. I'm like, damn.
That's disgusting.
Like, get off the internet, you little motherfuckers. You can't go outside. Like, I mean,
you can't go outside. Everybody else been doing it.
Just play by yourself. Like, y'all just, like, talk 6 feet away or something.
Play.
As soon as a motherfucker sneeze in the atmosphere, they running in. It's like, oh, no. It's going to be like an atomic bomb going off when somebody sneezes in the atmosphere.
This motherfucker sneezing.
Oh, shit. People talking about some staying 6 feet back. I'm like, so what if that motherfucker in front of you sneeze? And now what? Now we got to make a U-turn. Mm-hmm. He coughing, breathing. I mean, people breathing in the atmosphere, whatever. Yeah. The 6 feet shame.
Here's the thing I don't understand. All these celebrities and stuff like that who are suspected of having COVID-19, I find it real funny how they able to get tests, but then we got regular people who like, yeah, nah, I can't get no fucking test. They telling me they ain't got no more tests.
Right. He telling me I ain't got no money. I ain't rich enough.
Right. You ain't rich enough to get these tests. Oh, man.
Wait a little bit longer. But here, we got to say this guy because we got to watch him. He got to finish his series.
Nigga. Nigga. For real. Yes,
what happened at the end.
For real. That's what we worried about.
But saving the celebrities. They got to finish their favorite TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I ain't got nothing really, no parting shots or nothing, man. Just same as usual, man. Stay safe, man. Stay your ass in the house unless you going to go check on, like, your parents or something like that, like, elderly parents are, like, going to go, like, take them, like, some stuff or something like that. You know, stay in the house unless you're deemed essential and you have to go into work. Just be careful, man. Be careful, man, because a lot of y'all or like out here, like B said, still doing kickbacks and shit like that or whatever, just like whatever, having a fucking coronavirus party and then seeming surprised when 8 motherfuckers in there end up testing positive for it.
Yep. I feel like they getting hit because they just outside for no reason being stupid.
Yeah. But the weather has been nice though, and if Trump is to be believed, that shit goes away when it get warm.
So it shouldn't be in Florida, because they said it's been 90 degrees consistently.
Nigga, and Hawaii has steadily climbing coronavirus cases.
Damn, Hawaii getting that shit too?
Ooh. Right, motherfucker paradise getting that shit. Anybody can get this corona.
Right, so I guess the heat ain't getting rid of it.
Heat is not on.
Damn, you just got to go outside, catch this motherfucker, and see who survived.
May the best immune system win.
Right. That's what's going to have to happen. Shit. And these businesses ain't going to stay closed for too much longer. They ain't going to be like, fuck it. Catch it.
I mean, well, 45 said that he want the country to be fully reopened by Easter. Because that ain't nothing but him playing to the evangelicals or whatever and stuff like that. And these motherfuckers gonna have service on Easter, and there's gonna be so many people that's gonna contract this shit, and it ain't gonna be funny. Like, the numbers are gonna fucking quadruple.
Yep. But at this point, shit.
But what the fuck do I know, right?
Y'all gonna have to catch it.
it's almost getting to be where it's like a chicken pox situation.
Because it don't seem like it's like people catching it. You can't see it. You don't know. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to know where it's at? You don't know where it's at. That's why they're telling y'all to stay at home, but to slow it down, but shit.
Nah, nigga, shit. Motherfucker, still out here doing what they do. Life don't shut down for no coronavirus.
So they want the virus to die out by it not contracting to nobody. That's how it's supposed to go away, but man, people ain't gonna be able to stay at home. The heat ain't gonna get rid of it. This is supposed to last for however much time it's supposed to last in the atmosphere, and then poof.
Are you insinuating that the president lied to us?
Shit. I don't even remember when the last time he told the truth.
Yeah, my nigga. Oh, man. All right, man. Oh shit. Let me get up out of here. All right, shit, because I wanna fucking lay down, nigga. I've been feeling tired lately.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh no. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Saying
Somebody
that
for the
stuff, Joe.
self-diagnosis.
Nigga, let me go ahead and bang out like 50 push-ups before I lay down. Gotta stay strong, dude.
Right.
Oh man. But yeah, man. Hey, this Uptown ENT, man. We thank y'all again. Hey, it's a long episode for y'all people. Will.
It's
It's
been
a
a
long episode for people who like
consistent.
who enjoy these marathon episodes.
Yeah.
Hey man, yeah, for real. Thank y'all. Hit up the email, man. Like I said, we still doing the show. We not in quarantine. Well, we are in quarantine, but that don't mean y'all can't email. UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. That is UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. We're gonna have that email in the show notes. And yeah, man. We out.
G page.
Yeah, follow that. What's the IG page link? Oh, what's the IG page title or whatever or things?
Uptown ENT, right?
Shit, nigga, if I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
Sorry,
that.
It is. Oh shit! How do you get to this moment? Uptown ENT podcast on
right.
IG.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I had posted a link for some t-shirts on that motherfucker too.
Yeah. We selling t-shirts now?
This website is. I'm trying to see if I can get an artist to draw up a t-shirt and put it on that motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah,
but
nigga.
For some reason, IG only lets you post one damn hyperlink.
Trash.
I tried to post a hyperlink here because it don't show up in the comments.
Trash.
It won't let me do it on the thing. I'm like, what's wrong with you, Instagram? Come on, man.
Come on, shit. Oh man. Yeah, man. But stay tuned. I mean, we got some more surprises and stuff coming for y'all. But we are out this bit. So deuces, moon crickets.
Later, y'all motherfuckers.